Adios 2020. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm snug as a bug in a rug. I'm in my bed podcasting today.
I do notice that. I also noticed that you are sans bra per usual and in a some sort of negligee and or nightshirt and or pajamas.
T-shirt. Oh, guys, make me sound all sexy. I'm in a big oversized t-shirt. So yeah, I have no bra on, but it's not like I'm in like lingerie and lace hanging out. I'm in a t-shirt with a high collar, but I just pointed out that I'm in bed because I just sort of think it's funny that you could pretty much do all of 2020 from this spot, just from bed on the computer, just ahead.
The funny thing is that prior to 2020, a lot of times we were doing the podcast remotely and you were in bed anyway. And or when I came to pick you up to do the podcast, I found you in bed. So it's like a continuous 2.5 year thing.
You're right.
This bed motif.
Makes me realize maybe this is why I'm suffering the pandemic better than some of my friends and family who keep complaining, because I'm like, you know what? It's not that different from my regular life. I like to be in bed. I like to be home. I like to be snuggly. And
well,
you know,
we've probably said this before, but if we haven't, you are absolutely modeled on one of the grandparents in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
So. Yeah, we've said it before because I've said it in my house. You know, before I had kids, I wasn't like that. I could never sit home. I needed to have 3 plans a day. I needed to be out and about. Once I had kids, it was a torture chamber for me trying to stay home.
Right.
In fact, husband at one point called his brother when I was pregnant with the first one. And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. She wants to be doing things every weekend and visiting friends. Like, she can never be home. And his brother goes, once she has the baby, she'll want to be home. And I remember hearing that and being like, whatever, you know? And the first couple of years, oh my God, I wasn't. I would have 3 play dates a day. We'd go to 2 play groups. I mean, I wore that kid out.
Right.
But after 2 kids, and once we got to the point where they were in elementary school, they needed to be on a schedule with homework, I finally adjusted to the home life. So it's so funny to me to even say I'm happy, because I used to be a person who the second I woke up, it was like I needed to be out the door doing something.
Getting back to the whole Willy Wonka thing, when you do get out of bed, do your kids support you like Grandpa Joe and you have trouble walking and then you start dancing around the room? Is that what happens?
No, it's funny you said that, though, because I have made that example to them before, too. We'll be watching TV and I'll be with a blanket on me, always with a blanket on me. And I'm like, I just feel like I've become Willy Wonka's grandparents. Like, we could just live in this one spot right here. So, but I thought, as a way to say goodbye to 2020, what would be more perfect than to do it right from my bed, not even sitting up, just ahead.
Right. It's just a giant head. It's, you're right. Going now, it's like Wizard of Oz. You're like the giant head floating in air, the wizard.
But I feel like everyone's become this. Like, you literally, you could sit up at an office and with a green screen behind you or a bookcase behind you like you have to be all fancy like in your office. Or you could just do it from your bed and not even sit up. And we could all just be almost vegetative, in a vegetative laying down state. And that's how you could do 2020. It's acceptable.
Well, you know, I did get dressed up. I'm wearing tuxedo pants right now in celebration of 2020. So,
Is it because New Year's is on its way?
Something like that. I don't know. That was just a joke that went nowhere.
So. No, I'm sorry. That's funny. Okay. It's funny to say goodbye to 2020. You're dressed up. So to say,
I was either going to say tuxedo pants or no pants. I wasn't sure what was going to get more of a reaction.
Say goodbye to 2020. I'm in no pants and a t-shirt. And it seems apropos because that's how I spent a lot of 2020.
Right.
Just home in no pants and a t-shirt. I think that's how a lot of our listeners spent the year.
Well, you know what? That would be a good look, because here's a segue just to let people know, after the new year, starting next week, this town is bustling again.
What's happening?
On Saturday, photos down by the beach. If you want to brave down the beach, they are taking free family photos. I suggest you go down there with just a shirt and no pants. Do that. And or on Monday, Community Center is having socially distanced yoga to start off the new year. Again.
Are you really?
Yes.
Social distance yoga?
T-shirt and no pants. That would be quite an uproar there at the Community Center. Look at all these things.
So I can't get myself to do people's Zoom yoga. I haven't done one Zoom yoga this whole year. I've barely exercised other than walking.
Right.
I haven't done any Zoom exercise classes. So the idea that lazy me is going to now go down to the Community Center and social distance yoga, that's probably not going to happen.
In a shirt with no pants, right?
I mean,
can you imagine what that would do? Community news would be all over the world, more so than it already is. If you did that, do you know we would be in every tabloid in the nation?
Just for being pantless?
Just for being pantless at yoga, celebrating 2021.
It's interesting you say that, because as you say that, I have this vision in my head. I'm surprised we haven't heard more stories this year of people being public and pantless. Since we've heard some stories of people being on Zoom and getting caught.
Right.
How have we not seen more people just wandering around pantless this crazy year?
Well, except for the guy. It wasn't in our community, but it did make news. The guy rollerblading down the highway in a panda head naked. That was the one naked person I saw this year.
We missed covering that story on this show. I feel guilty that we didn't bring that to our viewers, our listeners at the time. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. So a panda head. But other than that, you're right. People have been actually restrained in wearing bottoms.
Isn't that surprising?
For the most part.
Like, when you think how much we've all had to adapt this year and how many changes and how we've had to live a completely different life than any of us ever lived, how have we not seen people just going outside streaking and naked and pantless? I'm shocked, actually.
Is that further evolution? Is that what's going to happen to mankind, that we're going to now just run around naked?
Well, no, I would just think, though, because people are so comfortable at home walking around braless. As you know, I was braless always, but now everyone talks about being braless.
Exactly.
So once again, I'm ahead of the trend, but now everyone's braless, pantless, barely putting themselves together. So I'm surprised that people then do to go out the door. I'm surprised they don't just transition the home casual sloppiness to the street.
Oh, don't you worry. Once people start going out again, there'll be sloppiness out in the street.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Once we're vaccinated and people start getting out there more, are we going to see that as the first change, that people just really are even more casual than they were before?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Yes.
All right. What else? What other changes do you predict? Like, when we go back to life, how do you see this going? I mean, after a year of everyone like isolating.
I will never talk to another human being again in person. That's what I say for myself. Yes. Except for you. That you're the one person I want to see in person.
I appreciate that. Do you feel like, small talk, it's like we won't bother because we realize, like, every time I small talk with you, you might be a disease vector killing me. So why bother having small talk? Is that
exactly
what you're going?
Okay. Exactly. I miss these conversations at the Black Swan, don't you?
Oh, I do. I miss dressing up as a panda and surprising the waitress at the Black Swan.
Oh, we have a lot to look forward to in 2021. All of these shenanigans.
I know. I miss our in-person shenanigans. I miss when we went to the Hi-Ho and I wore a Mardi Gras mask and I went with you and my husband and we wanted to see their reaction. And the waitress was like acting like we all had syphilis and gonorrhea. Remember?
like most patrons. Yes.
Exactly. She was quite scared of us, wasn't she?
She was more scared than when you wore the panda costume just out and about in town.
Right. She was definitely put off by me with two men and a masquerade mask in the middle of the day. Well, it's the Hi-Ho. What do you expect?
Right, exactly. Oh, all these shenanigans. We have a lot to look forward to in 2021.
I look forward to having in-person shenanigans again one day, Paul.
I look forward to that also.
In this whole year, I've only seen you one time in June when we did that one in-person show.
Right.
A whole year of only seeing you once in person. It's very difficult.
It's extremely. It is. It is. Extremely difficult. Making each other laugh in person, the best thing there is.
I mean, thank the universe for this Zoom that I can look at your cute face. But still, you know, one time in person, that's crazy.
Yes. But like I said, 2021 will be much better.
Because honestly, pandemic aside, I'm always a person that finds it ridiculous how people go, enough with 2020. I can't wait to shut the door on you. I'm looking forward to 2021. I always think every year. Who are these people who think the next year is going to magically be better? Every year has good and bad. And now with the pandemic, people are doing it even more. I mean, do you really think suddenly things are going to get better?
Well, I think by the end of 2021, things will be better. Yes, I do.
I hope so. Okay, by the end.
Is that good?
Yeah, it is. But that means we have to keep people laughing for the next 10 months before we get towards the end of 2021.
That's fine. Coming up, upcoming is our special 150th episode. That'll be the second week in January. Make sure to listen to that.
That's right, you guys. We're coming up on 150 episodes. Thank you all for listening and keeping up with our nonsense and the nonsense of the community. We really appreciate all of our regular listeners.
I am off to the supermarket to go get supplies for New Year's. That will be my one trip out. Sasha, it's a pleasure seeing you. I will see you again in 2021.
I will see you in 2021, Paul. I'm glad we're still alive. Hey, if us and all our listeners listening, I am glad every single one of us has survived to this point. Don't you think?
We appreciate each and every one of you listening, telling your friends, purchasing our merchandise, continuing to support us.
Thank you for listening. Please tell your friends to listen. The more you spread the word about our show, the more we can bring it to you. And thank you for your loyalty.
A happy and healthy 2021 to everyone out there. I look forward to our next broadcast, finding out how the yoga session went pantless. I'm sure that'll be the talk of the town. So until then.
You'll tell me. Okay, until then, you guys, we love you, community.
What'd you say? You're not going? Oh, you're going.
I'm not going.
You're going.
I'm sitting right here in my bed in this one spot.
Your kids are hoisting you up like Grandpa Joe and throwing you out there. You're doing it.
I'm becoming like futuristic where I might as well be the computer. Like I'm like the Borg in the computer. I'm not moving from this little spot right here where I can't get coronavirus.
So it's like that Pixar movie. What was the one that was called?
Right. Exactly.
You're the people who live in those chairs. And don't do anything?
I don't know the name, but I know what you're saying. I'm going to meld with the computer, and I'm just going to be this, like, voice and face and head in a computer, and I sit right in this spot.
You know the name of that. Wally, that's the one.
Wally, right. That's what I'm becoming. So we love you, community.
Take care. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.